I'm Jennifer Castoldi from Trendies International, and today I am delighted to be speaking with Stephanie Del Olio from Marcus Brothers. Thank you for joining us, Stephanie.
It's my pleasure.
So for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Marcus Brothers, can you explain to them what is your business?
We sell fabrics for quilting and crafting.
Okay, and what is your role within the business?
I'm the president of the division.
And quilting and crafting, how it's a very American hobby, is it not?
Yes, it is. And I should say that we sell it by the yard. So we're selling it to shops that are then going to sell it to quilters and crafters that are going to combine lots of different prints together and create a quilt that looks brand new and modern or looks like it was produced in the 1800s.
Oh, wow. So do you work with any other product categories, or is it all quilts?
It's mostly quilts, but we look at other product categories because quilts do not really stand alone. People that are buying the fabrics, the quilters that are creating, what they are creating has to be something that they're going to feel comfortable with in their home. They're not really wearing it, but there still is a feeling of comfort with the colors, with the design, with their whole world around them.
So one of the things that I notice from my observations of watching the world and consumer behavior and market shifts is I happen to see a lot of what I would think would be a young target market who's gotten into knitting. We see them knitting on the subways, on the metros, and then you've got guerrilla knitting. Do you think that quilting is also something that's been picked up by a more younger audience than in the past?
We see a trend beginning. Certainly not enough young people are doing it, but we do see a trend. The projects are smaller because certainly there's an expense to it and there's a time element. They're not necessarily making huge quilts. They're making smaller quilts. They're making tote bags, accessories. They're making little girls' clothing for their children. There's definitely a trend towards a younger customer entering the market, but she's certainly making different projects than the classic 60-year-old quilter.
And how does this influence the fabrics that you're working with?
Oh, it influences them greatly. The designs are very different. Instead of small little calico prints, they're larger, they're brighter, they're using large pieces of the print, whereas if someone is making a traditional 18th century quilt, they're using very small pieces. So the design element is extremely different.
And you'll be attending the show Surtex, which is later this month in New York City. What do you look for when you're going to the show?
A couple of things. We have design studios here. We work currently with a lot of designers. So when we go to Surtex, we're looking for something that we can't provide ourselves. We're looking for something that's new, that's fresh, that excites us, something to supplement who we are and what we do. We, of course, are looking for inspiration, and we love the idea of an international flair to it. We're seeing designs from all over the world because certainly we sell all over the world.
So when you go to Surtex, you're meeting with many different designers. Are you looking to them for creating new designs, or are you going to be buying some designs that they have on offer? How does your relationship work?
Oh, we work both ways. And certainly we are looking for design work that is already created because that's probably going to catch our eye and inspire us. But we certainly do work with look for designers that we can give projects to and say, we really like that you did this, but our market requires it to be a little bit different, a little bit smaller, a little more playful, a little bit something. Can you do that for me? We are open to all kinds of ways of working with artists outside of our inside design studios.
Excellent. And have you seen the market change at all over the last few years, the last seasons? Do you notice any shifts from a business perspective?
I see a definite change in what's going on with trade shows, in particular Surtex. There was a time that we were focused on design, color trends, but now something that is very important for me is to see what the conference programs are about. There are a lot of things in the news now. We have copywriting issues and, you know, legal issues. And the conference programs at Surtex are focusing me on what I'm supposed to know about today, and they're also really hinting at what I'm supposed to know about tomorrow, so that I'm running my business in a smart, careful way.
So you see the show more as a one-stop shop where you get a lot more than just designs that you're purchasing.
Yes, and that's why I go as well as our designers. I'm not the only one going from Marcus. The designers go for one thing, and I go for a couple of things. I definitely like to walk the show so I see what the designers are looking at. So when they come back with their ideas, I understand them a little bit quicker than them having to provide the reason why they're showing me something. But then I also go for the business aspects of it.
And how many years have you been attending?
Oh, many, many, many. Too many for me to remember.
Okay. I'm sure they are very happy to have you continue your visits each year.
Yes. It's a great
And
show. It's a professionally run show, and we always come back with a new art, new design context. We also enjoy the fact that sometimes we've moved away from working with someone because our focus has changed, and you know, then we come back and we're reminded of someone, and maybe now their focus is exactly what we're looking for. Which is also kind of fun. And of course, with any trade show for me, it makes you focus on that aspect of your business in that time period. When you ask where our inspiration comes from, the designers, yes, it comes from everything that you see every day and you're walking down the street, but sometimes it's just so important that this we're going to think about our business today in a very focused manner. And to us, that's what going to a trade show is all about.